Thank you all for coming. Could we open God's word at Hosea, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, chapter 10. Hosea chapter 10, and reading verse 12. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Hosea says, sow to yourselves in righteousness. And how can we do that? To sow to ourselves in righteousness. As Romans 3 and 23 states that, or Romans 3 and 10 states that, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. As it is written, there's none righteous, no, not one. And Isaiah chapter 64 and 6 states that, but we are all as unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one, and all our righteousness which we think that we have or possess are as filthy rags, stinking rags, fit for the wastebin. And Strong's Concordance defines the word righteousness as morally right, innocent, and holy. And is there any one of us think that we are morally right, innocent, and holy? As Romans 3 and 23 states, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Sow to yourselves in righteousness. And we ask, how can we sow to ourselves in righteousness? As we have seen from God's word, that there is none righteous, no, not one. And verse 12 gives the answer, as the first states that, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord. And broken up fallow ground is a fresh ploughed field. Broken up fallow ground is a fresh ploughed field. Jeremiah 17 and 9 states that the heart is deceitfully. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? The heart is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked, who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, or the consciousness of man, even to give every man according to his ways, and according to the fruit of his doings. In this verse we see that the heart of man is not your heart, the organ which pumps blood around your body, but the heart is your consciousness, that is your self-awareness, that is your soul, which makes you uniquely you. And that God knows all about you, your ways, and the fruit of all your doings. And Acts chapter 17 and verse 30 states that God commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he have appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he have ordained, whereof he have given assurance unto all men, in that he have raised him from the dead. God commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he have appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he have ordained, Wherefore he have given assurance unto all men, in that he have raised him from the dead. And then Acts chapters 26 and 13, as the conversion of Saul of Tarsus. And at midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me, and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me, saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness, both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision, but showed first unto them of Damascus and Jerusalem and throughout all the coasts of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God. On Acts 20 and verse 20, I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance towards God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. In these verses we see that everyone is a sinner because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and that our hearts are desperately wicked, and that we all need to repent, and that to repent means to turn to God and to open our eyes and to turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that we may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among them which are sanctified or made righteous by faith that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then in Romans 10 and verse 9 we read that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed, and whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the heart confession is made unto salvation. Again, we see that the heart is not the organ which pumps our blood. For how can an organ believe? And with the heart believeth unto righteousness, so how can an organ believe unto righteousness? It is our consciousness, our self-awareness, our soul, which either believes or disbelieves. And 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1 states that, For he that is God the Father have made him, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. For he that is God the Father have made him, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And 1 Corinthians 1 and 30 states that, but of him that is God the Father, ye are in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, till he come and rain righteousness upon you. And we've seen from God's word this evening that before we can sow to ourselves in righteousness, that we first need to break up the fallow ground, and that the fallow ground is our heart, which represents our consciousness, self-awareness, our soul, which is who we are, and that we are to do this by repenting, which is turning to God from darkness to light, and from power of Satan unto God, and that after we have broken up the fallow ground, repented and believed in the Lord Jesus, by repenting then we receive the righteousness of God in him, and that we can then sow in righteousness by him, as none are righteous of themselves, no, not one. And then because we have sown in his righteousness, then we can reap in mercy, that is God's mercy, which is the forgiveness of sin and the gift of God, eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, and an inheritance in heaven which fadeth not away, and to be children of God and joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord. It is time to seek the Lord. And you may ask, does that mean right now? And the answer from God's word is yes, right now. Because in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2, the Lord states that, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And why is now the day of salvation? And why is now the accepted time? Because Proverbs 27 and 1 states that, boast not thyself in tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. And Isaiah 55 verse 6 states that, seek ye the Lord while he might be found. Call ye upon him while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. And notice not just pardon, but abundantly pardon. And so if you have not yet repented and turned to God, why not do so this night? Just say in your mind and call on the name of the Lord and ask him to save you, and he will, because the Lord states that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And whosoever includes you and includes me and includes everyone else. But remember that now is the accepted time, that now is the day of salvation, because for you tomorrow may never come. We're going to read again John chapter 3, with the story of Nicodemus coming to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. John chapter 3 and verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where listeth, and thou hear the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? And Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master in Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man have ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Here in these verses in John 3, we see the Lord Jesus Christ tells Nicodemus that he must be born again. And then Nicodemus asks, how can that be? Can a man enter the womb a second time and be born again? Then the Lord explains to Nicodemus that the second birth is a spiritual birth, and that it is obtained by believing in him, the Lord Jesus Christ, because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. In these verses we see that whosoever believes in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ should not perish, but have everlasting life, and that whosoever believes in him is not condemned, but whosoever does not believe is condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. The result of belief in the Lord Jesus Christ is salvation unto everlasting life, and the result in not believing in the Lord Jesus Christ is condemnation. But what is the result of condemnation? And we can find the answer in Acts chapter 17, verse 30, which we've read earlier in this message, which states that God now commendeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men that he hath raised him from the dead. God now commendeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he have given assurance unto all men that he have raised him from the dead. God has appointed a day of judgment when the world will be judged by the Lord Jesus Christ in righteousness. And Revelation chapter 20, verse 11, reveals what will take place in this day of judgment. As verse 10 or verse 11 states, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged everywhere. They were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." And verse 10, which reads, "And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever." In these verses we see all the dead, small and great, who have not believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, stand before him in judgment, to be judged according to their works, because the books have been opened. And another book is opened, which is the book of life. And then because of their unbelief, they have not been found written in the book of life. And so they are judged according to their works, which no matter how good or how bad their works may be, their works cannot save them. And so they will be cast into the lake of fire with all unbelievers and the devil who deceived them, the beast and the false prophet, to be tormented for all eternity. Then in Revelation chapter 21, verse 1, we can read about the outcome of all the believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, who, because of their belief, who have not been condemned. "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." We all have a choice to make, and it is either to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to save us, then we will be found written in the book of life and spend all eternity in the new heaven, new earth, and the holy city, New Jerusalem, with God himself, where there will be no more crying, tears, pain, sorrow, and death. Or we can remain in unbelief and be found standing at the great white throne of judgment and be judged by the Lord Jesus Christ according to our works. And because of our unbelief, we will not be found written in the book of life. And so we will be then cast into the lake of fire with all other unbelievers to spend all eternity to be tormented along with the devil, the beast, and the false prophet. So which will you choose? Hosea says, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Hosea speaks of a farmer, a sowing, and when you sow, you expect to reap. And when we sow, we reap, but there's one law, we reap what we sow. Amen. Do you commit the Lord in prayer, dear?
Father, we give you thanks and we praise you again for the cross and blessings this went forth. And whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And him that cometh to me on no wise cast out. And we thank Father for the salvation of our souls. The price has been paid for the Saviour and died upon the cross and shed his precious blood.
Yes.
The way of the cross tells us is the way home. But some say that the preaching of the cross to them is foolishness. The preaching of the cross to them that perishes foolishness, but unto us it's saved as the power of God unto salvation. And so Father, there's a stumbling block. And Father, we pray tonight, Lord, that there be no stumbling block to these words that's already been preached. That man has to come by the way of the cross. He has to come through the Lord Jesus Christ. He has to confess his sins before a holy, mighty God. And God has made it so easy that all we have to do is take it. Come. Look unto me and be saved, all the end of the earth, for I am God, and there's none else. And so, for there's nobody else, he must come by the way of the cross. Because he paid, the one who died upon the cross paid the price. And I had stained spot or blemish where we had sinned, as our brother had said. Yes, Father. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's all our Saviour, and they must come the way. It's John 3, where, as our brother was there, that as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so shall the Son of Man be lifted up. And all they had to do in the wilderness was look. And some of them didn't look. They didn't want to look.
No.
And that's what's happening today. That men and women they're not looking for salvation. That some of them are happy the way they are. And so far, we pray that in your long suffering and your faithfulness, that Lord, that the door is still open for men and women to come. By the way of the cross. And so, Father, we pray that none will be so foolish not to heed the word that's been preached tonight, not only in this place, but the width and breadth of our land. And so, Father, we give you thanks for the help for our brother. And we thank you, Father, for our ears has heard it, because we love the gospel. But it's the power of God for salvation, never leave us to the Jew first and Greek. And so, Father, we give you thanks and we praise you. For we had to come by the way of the cross. For there is no other way. And we thank you, Father, for that day. But we did. And we've never rejected it. Never. Never. Never rejected it, Lord. We thank you and we praise you. And we say this, Lord, in precious name. So, Father, we pray that you'll take us from this place. Take us our home to safety. That nothing befall us by the way. And to remember Sadie again, Father and Jordan, we pray reverently from our hearts, Lord, that you'll undertake for them. go before him in this time, at this time, and our need, Lord. We can only ask you if you would commit it to him, Father. Again, for that as well. We leave these things to thee, Lord, and only that he can do these things, Lord. We can only pray, Father, and we pray that, Lord, that there'll be good times, God, if it be your will. In the Saviour's name, amen.
Amen.